Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, April 29, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone that RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech, it can't stay alive without being funded by us, you know, we the people. So please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. Of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can go to our RBN website donate page, use PayPal. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719 extension 3, or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. We have a chat room if you'd like to contribute with some posts in our chat room with respectful, constructive selections, please. And you can find that chat room beyondton.chatango.com. I have my Thursday regular weekly co-host here with me from overseas, Mr. Wilhelm Felderhoff. Hello, Wilhelm.
Hello, Richard. Hello, listeners. Hello, RBN. Good to be back, as always, from France.
Yes, it's always good to have you here. And well, you've been sending me some great articles lately. You know, we haven't really had a chance to talk about them much online, but I don't know, in general, as far as news updates, what has been going on that you've been researching in your world sphere?
Well, there's, of course, a tsunami of information coming almost daily out. So I listened to some talks of critical thinking about this. The link I sent you was some doctors talking about how the vaccinated will affect the unvaccinated. So how the stuff will be transmitted or infected from vaccinated people to unvaccinated people. And that's, of course, a new world opening up of this madness, of this zombie apocalypse. Now that people are here in Europe, they're opening up the borders, so people will be more allowed to fly when they're vaccinated, so they will be spreading out over all the continents, maybe, especially in Europe. So that's quite interesting, but shocking and worrying at the same time, of course, if you listen to that information. And there are some dynamics here in France, of course, that there are some military people, French generals, who are speaking out alarmist messages and letters to the government that France is on the brink of civil war because of radical Islam. So that's an interesting thing to look at. What is that all about exactly? And how is this being used for the for this agenda, this COVID agenda, to transform the whole society in this surveillance state, transhumanist madness, hell, reset? But it's interesting how that works from an alchemical perspective, because it seems like very generous, or how do you call it, genuine, these generals, 20 retired generals, and also some other high-ranked officials from the military have signed this letter, alarming letter about the situation in France, which I have been speaking about for quite some time. The cities in France are sort of time bombs. The suburbs and the Islamization in Europe, but also especially in France, is quite alarming. But still, you would wonder how this fits in, because it's also exactly one of the agendas of dividing the country and pushing this war, this hot war zone scenario into Europe or Western countries, where whites against blacks, but also Christians against Muslims, will be part of this theater. So you wonder how is this is being, where this comes from, and how this is being handled. And so because you immediately would react to it, but it's not a coincidence that this is coming up now. It's the same as this racism card and the whole George Floyd case, police violence, this divide and conquer strategy that's used especially here with the Muslim card. So that's an interesting thing. So I've been focusing on that, but other than I'm more avoiding the news and working outside and connecting outside here on the countryside with people, and to try to build communities and to prepare for what's coming, because I think there will be a shitstorm coming for sure. That's not that will be for sure, but it's not a set agenda. Things are escalating and it's becoming more uncontrollable, and that's a good opportunity for us, I think.
Yes, well, I mean, he certainly covered a lot of topics there alone. I mean, as far as the people who are getting these gene therapy, gene altering, DNA altering shots, and then these people that you've been, and I've heard similar reports that then they can potentially spread, shed, as I'm hearing it described, to shed that material, kind of like the way a dog sheds his fur, you know. the same word that we use here, but shedding it off. And so it's not been made clear to me, though, if you can just get some sort of a reaction if you are exposed to the people who are shedding, or if you can actually have, from the being exposed to them in the shedding, it actually change your DNA in the same way that when they get the shot injected directly into them, it does to them. So have you heard them speak on the differentiation, the difference between that? Can you, have they differentiated between the two?
Yeah, well, it seems that especially women are more affected by it, with blooding, with their periods, hormonal changes, radical changes, also very young women. These doctors speak about it, their experiences. Thousands and really thousands of cases have now been registered, but not, there is no official database, actually. They're creating it now for people who are unvaccinated, who have been getting symptoms and diseases. This blood clotting, which is very interesting in the way that EMF exposure, Wi-Fi exposure, causes the red blood cells to clot. That was already clear. People were talking a lot about this, that in a Wi-Fi environment, with, you could see it on a microscope. I've done it myself, actually. I have quite a good microscope. So I've analyzed blood in Wi-Fi environments and outside Wi-Fi environments. And you see the blood cells, they are clotting. So they're lining up in a sort of string, which is causing oxygen problems. So you're becoming short of breath. You get all kinds of oxygen deprivation related symptoms. And now, because of the vaccine, they put in this nano stuff, and they're talking about it, which by itself is causing EMF radiation. It has a sort of a radiation character. So if you put that in Wi-Fi environments, which is the big cities or whatever it is, then you get these extreme blood clotting symptoms. They talk about it extensively. So that's a very interesting aspect. And there are more aspects because they talk about people having the different, also the different manufacturers have different symptoms of unvaccinated people being exposed to it. Especially she speaks about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because a lot of people think these are not mRNA or DNA, but more the sort of old style. But they are being packed with chimpanzee viruses, traces, and a lot of people who are being in environments with people who have been vaccinated with that vaccine getting COVID symptoms. They're getting COVID and corona kind of disease. But it's clear that there's a pattern there, and that people who are in an environment with vaccinated people are getting sick and getting symptoms, and really quite serious, horrific symptoms, especially women, and especially in the, how do you call it in English? Sorry, my English. The fertility issue on the fertility, the hormones there, it's affecting their in a really bad way. So that's a new level of a new dimension in this thing, because what will happen in a few months from now when the new flu season will arrive with new viruses, new variants or whatever, and people are being exposed to people who have been vaccinated with this stuff, because it's an unnatural element, this nanotechnology, this hydrogel especially. So the body tries to get rid of it in every way, so through the saliva, the transpiration, sweat, and then if you are being confronted with it, you get infected with it, or you're getting exposed to it while being unvaccinated, and that's creating these symptoms. So there's a whole new dimension of this macabre agenda is now arising.
Okay, so then in answer to my question, well, it doesn't seem like they've had any experience, of course. This is unprecedented, you know, these kind of on a wide scale. And it's mostly been animal studies in the past. But so people at least are getting reports of getting sick with it. But no one is speculating that you're changing your DNA just by being around the vaccinated people. Not quite as bad as the people who are getting the shots themselves.
Yeah.
We can at least say that much, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm not a specialist in this area. I didn't go deep into it. It's very difficult. I find it difficult to really reproduce all this information in a coherent way because I'm not a virologist or a doctor, so you listen to these talks, but you hear these people speaking about it and these specialists who know a lot about it, and then you get a sort of picture, but I find it difficult to use the right terms to reproduce it. But I think you have a point there that it might maybe less infect you. But they all agree, we don't know. We really don't know what's happening. We don't know what it is. We don't know what's in these vaccines. And we don't know, but we see a pattern of people who have been not vaccinated getting severe health issues of being around with people who have been vaccinated. So they don't need to vaccinate the whole world. And of course, people don't relate the vaccine issues, adverse effects or deaths with the vaccine. Even I see in my personal, I saw one woman dying within an hour after getting the second shot, and nobody of the family or of the hospital made any relation with the vaccine. They all said, well, she was 100 years old and she died very peacefully in her sleep. So if it's after 6 months, yeah, you get a weird scenario. You can imagine weird scenarios of new variants and new strains. But there is clearly a pattern, but they all agree we don't know what it's doing, but we know it's unnatural and it should stop immediately. Of course, that's how they speak about it, and not in the people themselves, the masses themselves, they just follow with it, which is just astounding if you see the history. For instance, of Pfizer, if you see the history of Pfizer, they paid $2.3 billion of a fine for bribing politicians, I think, or bribing doctors and falsifying scientific science in 2009. That's 10 years ago. So this the criminal history of this company, Pfizer, is just completely open. It's blatant. You can find even on Google a whole history and what they have to pay. And it's just a history of crimes, of severe crimes and frauds and bribery and all that stuff. So, and also making frauds in clinical trials, because we are in a clinical trial. Most, I mean, the whole clinical trial of the animal phase has now been suspended or canceled because it's an emergency situation, and now humans serve as animals, while most animals died during these clinical trials of these mRNA clinical trials the past 15 years. That's why they were not introduced. So that's all documented, but we don't know where this is going, but it will escalate for sure. It will be a complete madhouse. I think it's good to see it from a little bit from a distance. It's a very interesting talk, by the way, Richard, because they end with an action plan, with a positive note, what you can do, because you have these protocols with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, that's a sort of hydroxychloroquine kind of
ivermectin.
Exactly. So you can protect yourself. You can do things, and you can. But seeing from a distance, from now, from this point, is also a good thing to do, I think.
Yes. Yes, certainly. I mean, like you say. I mean, other than the, it is pretty obvious when you look at the results they've had all these years with the animal trials that they wish to do harm to the mass population. Emergency. Okay, so we're going to use something that has only done harm in the animal trials on everyone because this is an emergency. I don't see how that makes any sense. You know, at the very least, regarding the shedding factor, I'm inclined to believe it doesn't change your DNA. Because like you say, even those who are doctors and scientists with a lot of years of experience in their fields, even they, for the most part, have to only guess and speculate, because a lot of this just hasn't been experienced, tested on humans before, experienced with humans before to know long-term effects or how it can, of course, affect others around them and the shedding and all of this sort of thing. They can only guess based on the science they do know of similar attributes and what they know of human physiology and the nature of viruses, DNA, and these similar sort of treatments. But it's, well, not something I could have. Those who are in control, okay, they want to live at least, right? They want to have their great grandchildren continue being rulers over the rest of us, right? Or the planet, regardless of who is left. So I can't imagine that they would allow the same amount of experimentation on their own families, you know, of their legacy. Oligarchical families of control and power. I would think the shedding factor isn't actually changing your DNA, because they would inevitably start getting it themselves. You know, I mean, come on, are they going to completely isolate? Yeah, and then you have like maybe sub elite types, you know, who are most of the figureheads with all this legislation before us and talking heads of like Dr. Fauci and your equivalents over there in Europe. But they're not going to completely be able to isolate themselves. They would contract all this, and there's no telling what it will do. Could wipe out the entire planet as far as Homo sapiens are concerned, for all they know. They can't be certain of that, and they, I'm sure, are aware of that just as much as we are. So, well, I'd like to hear your response to that, but we have the break. So we'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
Your heart and you fight with all your might. Do the distant light, do you keep your vision tight? Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. So, Wilhelm, I just had another thought during the break, really. What I was saying prior, those in the highest echelons of economic power and control on the planet, my thinking was they wouldn't want to risk just from the shedding alone, these shots DNA altering properties affecting even their bloodlines, and if not kill them outright, at least perhaps make even their bloodlines infertile as well, taking out the entire planet. So that was my reasoning, that we don't have to be fearing the shedding necessarily, as us all being affected with this gene alteration, DNA alteration. But who's to say they don't have an antidote, a secret antidote that they can administer to themselves, and it would be taken prior to or after being exposed, and in their case, therefore, it would either reverse, it would either prevent, reverse, or alter whatever these shots are able to do to people initially. So what are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, you really bring up a lot of points there, but it's an interesting thing to talk about, because what is actually happening here, I think they have access to medical equipment and antidotes and all that stuff to a certain degree, which we cannot even imagine, I think. I mean, these people are getting 100 years plus, but that's not only them. But I think they have calculated a lot of what's happening and what's, with this virus, introducing this bioweapon. It's clearly sort of a bioweapon, and the effects of it. But they've also triggered something which is not to, they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen with what they have been triggering. They, of course, while we have been facilitating it through being mind controlled, recreating this stuff, the masses creating it by the numbers. But they have started something which is escalating extremely, and they don't have control. So I think there is a sort of panic as well. Not panic. I don't think there's a panic at all. These people don't have any empathy or feelings or emotions in that sense. I think they're just focusing on control and the me, so the self-preservation. But I think they have now unleashed something which is out of control. It's completely out of control, and it will become worse. It will become much worse. We will see insane things manifesting the coming months, while these people who think they are in control, but they are not in control, because they are not God, they are not the universe. While they think they are, they really think, these people think that they are God, and they have projected that thought on most of people in the masses who think themselves with the selfie culture that they're also some sort of God. But the other thing is that it's one of what's happening also with this climate agenda. When you see this John Kerry climate czar speaking in this the ridiculous climate summit, when he says we need to abandon carbon dioxide, CO2 from the atmosphere by 2050. So you really think that there's some terraforming ongoing here, which might facilitate something completely not human. And maybe these people are even human. I really sometimes have the impression that a lot of the people who are now in control or locked into this agenda, whether they are in a leadership role or not, are not having any human traits anymore. Maybe some because of social engineering and dysgenics and what more, but some in leading functions, maybe they are not human. Might be possible, we don't know. But I think it's for sure that it's not controllable for no one. I think, and that's the beauty of the universe. I think we cannot control it, whether you think you can or not. But it's interesting stuff to talk about, and you wonder what they think, that they can control this world and then kill off 95 and then own the whole world, or maybe there are other agendas. Or it's a very difficult topic to come to a really conclusion of it.
Yes. Indeed, I do see a psychopathy, a sociopathy in many of those in positions of power and influence, which is unprecedented among most of the human population, where at the very least, with psychological abnormalities, shall we say, where from that alone, they aren't quite human. I mean, some of these things you have to wonder, is it really what they're planning, like the CO2 in the atmosphere? I think it's a cover story, but we have the bottom of the hour break. All right, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And Wilhelm, I would say that they're not a big fan of oil-based engines, sources of energy, because it's too easy for us to disconnect from the system. I mean, if we still have vehicles that run on petrol and don't have a lot of circuit boards in them, or at least try to get those out, because certainly that has only led to more control from those in authority, as opposed to just being able to, you know, use your own vehicle and maintain it on your own. And in a Mad Max kind of future, you know, they would like there hardly be any petrol vehicles left lying around, because I see these electric vehicles is far more controllable by the powers that be. And of course, they try to even have laws where you can't service your own equipment. You know, it goes far beyond vehicles to a lot of other appliances and technology that we have. I don't know. I think it's really just trying to shift whenever possible to more digital circuitry and forms of energy that the system can monopolize the control of. That's why the carbon threat is so all-encompassing for them. They love it so much for their agenda. You can justify that energy consumption from everyone has to be minimal. Biden is saying that you have to reduce red meat consumption. I think that may have actually been spread as a I heard one claim that was spread as a mock story. You have to have only one hamburger per month, Biden says, by 2030. I think someone spread that as a joke, saying that the cows, were letting out too much gas, too much methane. And but these claims of Bill Gates putting chalk into the atmosphere to dim the sun, I mean, that may even be just misinformation. I can't really say. They claimed, it's going to be backed off for now, but we're in a cooling phase that's not going to end until 2050 at its lowest, before it starts coming back to a warming phase due to sunspot activity, solar minimum sun cycle activity. And it would be crazy now more than ever to want to reduce the sun on the planet. And we're already hearing about concerns with the amount of crops around. I mean, there's plenty of water on the planet. There's technology to convert seawater to fresh water, for that matter. And there's no reason why, with plenty of sun, we can't have, flourishing gardens everywhere, But that's not having plentiful food everywhere on the planet for everyone at low cost and Tesla technology for free energy. That's never going to be the plan for those in control if they have it their way. That'll never be the case. So I don't know. I see it as just the age old battle, as far as technology and energy sources being monopolized by the few. You've been keeping up a lot with Ice Age Farmer. You said you were trying to be in contact to maybe have him comment if you can in future around here. But he's talked a lot about something I've heard echoed by a lot of other articles on potential food shortages in the future, at the very least with all this inflation. And we're going to be facing ridiculous prices for our food more and more as the years go on. In the next few years, it's going to just get worse and worse. And are there going to be food shortages? We're already hearing for the second year in a row, farmers are saying that we can expect very low yields with a lot of crops as it is. So I don't know. Do you want to touch on the food shortage issues that we may be expecting worldwide? How much of this is engineered intentionally?
Well, I think there's definitely that's coming, the food shortages, but the supply lines are being disconnected to a degree which is unimaginable. But I agree, it's all for control. If I see what a vegetable garden, I have a vegetable garden, I can feed 10 families here if I want with my vegetable garden. I'm not a rigid, disciplined farmer, local farmer, but this is completely part of this control effort to control all aspects of our lives. That's why this carbon CO2 has been chosen to be this worst greenhouse gas. Well, it's only 3% of all the greenhouse gases, which is mostly naturally produced. So, but because we produce it with our cars, we can feel guilty. And then we go along with this control effort. So I think this is definitely true. The prices have been soared already 10 to 15% in the supermarkets here in France. So we see it's happening, and I think that will become worse for the coming months, for sure, in the coming years. Let's say for a few months.
Yes. We didn't touch more on the issues you were mentioning over in France, which echo here as well. Not so much with Muslim African populations here. The demographics are different with the largest percentage of immigrants and of course the divisiveness that is, well, the racial divisiveness, which is made even more extreme by the establishment and media. But, well, Matt, I don't know if we can touch on that a bit more, even perhaps with callers or after, in between. But we have a couple. Tom in Florida was first on the line. Hello. How you doing today, Tom?
Yes, good day, gentlemen. Can you hear me, Richard?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard,
yeah,
first off, getting to what I want to talk about. First off, we have have vehicles that can run on propane that will get a million miles. You even have diesel engines that can go a million miles. But, yeah, that's so dirty. But the propane, we have enough natural gas to run this country and the world, actually, for, like, almost close to 400 years. But this bumbling buffoon yesterday, I didn't watch the speech, but I watched it back on Newsmax, and this guy's a buffoon. And then he's bringing all these millions of illegals in here. These people want cars. They want food. They're like locusts. Why are we bringing these? Why don't they stay in their own countries and make their own countries better? Why don't we send money over there to fix their own countries instead of bringing them here? Because they're freebies, Richard. They get better medical care than you get or I'll ever get. They'll get all kinds of operations that you can never get. Okay? Now, getting back to the energy situation. The electric cars are a bunch of crap, okay? Because they're not going to actually be the answer to global warming, all this nonsense. It's a lie. Now, propane or, you know, natural gas would be the answer. But this buffoonery of this imbecile, and before I got out, what I really want to talk about, Richard, is insanity. But here's what I really called your show about, Richard. Are you ready for this one? You heard about Ted Nugent, the rock and roll star. Wilhelm, you heard about Ted Nugent? Hello?
Sorry. Say again.
Okay. Ted Nugent was in the hospital for COVID, and he almost died. He was on even the sludge report, the Jew Kosher sludge reported on it, and I kind of was perplexed about this. But Ted Nugent was basically saying that all these Wiccans are coming out, and all these people who believe in witchcraft are trying to curse him because he's like Donald Trump. If you remember, Donald Trump was taking that cocktail. Everybody's wanting him to die. All these demon rats was hoping Trump would die because it would show that he's a bad man and COVID wasn't the poor Chinese. They were trying to make Trump look like the fool and the bad guy when all these demon rats, the Wiccans and the witches and all this, now they're putting curses on Ted Nugent and everybody's conservative. Clint Eastwood, anybody's a conservative. I didn't realize there's so many Wiccans and witches in the United States of America, Richard, and they're ruthlessly evil. Ruthless. And that's who's controlling the Democratic Party. Even James Carville said it. It was a freak show himself. Have you heard about that, Richard? Woke?
I haven't, but
this woke is being run by Wiccans. They're using witchcraft, all kinds of hoaxes, and every other damn thing you can think about against people who have conservative viewpoints. If you say that abortion's bad, you're a devil. If you say homosexuality's wrong, you're a devil. These are the devils, Richard. The Lucifer's running. Satan is running the earth. And that's what's going on here. When you're going after a guy like Ted Nugent, he's, you know, the beautiful guy. You know, he has a show, Call the Wild and all that. And they're hoping to praying to God this guy dies. I mean, praying to Lucifer that they're cursing the guy. They're not praying to God. They're praying to the Lucifer. What kind of insanity is this? And it's got this bumbling buffoon Biden who had, he had two brain aneurysms. He's the president of the United States. The guy can barely speak normal. I don't know what their cocktail they're giving this guy. But I tell you right now, this country is on the precipice of all-out disaster. Look at our southern border. Look what's going on here in South Florida. I told your show many times, Richard, the white population in Dade County, Florida, is down to 10%. Can you imagine that? The best sunshine in the country. Beautiful ocean. And all the white Anglos fleed out of here in the last 30 years. Where did they go? Orlando? Disneyland? Disney World? Disney World? It's crazy what's happened. It's crazy what these demon rats are allowing to happen. And that Kennedy in 1965 with that Immigration Act. These criminals. They should be held for treason against this country, Richard. Treason. When bumbling buffoons allowing all these illegals to come here and get better health care. They're getting Section 8 housing, $17,000 furniture vouchers. Americans can't even get this, white Americans or black Americans for that matter. I don't hear the outrage in the black community about that. All I hear is white man, Batman, white man, bad, bad man, orange man, bad man. That's all we've been hearing on this filthy Marxist communist media for years. Look at the crime rate in our cities, man. Look at the gang members in all in the southern and the southwestern states. They have over 150,000 gang members.
Willem,
and they're coming after guys like us because we're conservative white males who are whose founding father are that's our bloodline, the northern Europeans.
Well, we were hearing a lot of the same, but in the case of France, Willem was talking about the Muslim population that is being with quotas, of course, immigrated to create a similar replacement culture. Do you want to comment on Tom's statements, Willem?
Well, I do respect your emotions, Tom. I understand your emotions on that matter. But I think we have to keep in mind that we are being divided by design, by controllers, immigration, mass immigration, whites against blacks, Muslims against non-Muslims, against Christians, religions. This divide and conquer game is being played by a select group of elitists. And it's working because we're getting emotionally triggered. And when we are in a state of fear, we are feeding this because then we connect more with who we are, with our race, with our religion, and the division gets worse. And these politicians, including Trump, have facilitated this enormous division in society. So the aim, I think, there is no politician there in the visible realm who is not part of this divide and conquer game as a sort of savior. It's a distraction. But I think we don't know how it will manifest. I think in all communities, in all religions, there are people who are seeing this and who don't want this hot war zone, global hot war zone, actually, because it's the same dynamics in especially white Western continents. That's for sure. We have been targeted, and the white race especially is under attack. And the most. So that's what I see. But it's part of this divide and conquer game. So I think that's important to keep in mind that we are all in the same boat. And that's where we have to find solutions or protect ourselves and focus on that. And that there's something external. Oh, it's not external, but it's we are part of this in alchemical brew. And set up against each other. That's really important to always keep in mind. But I do respect and understand your emotions in this, Tom.
Well, thank you, Wilhelm. Richard, I just got to say this, and I know you got another call, but Richard, I just got to say this. When you hear about a guy like Nugent, you know, he's got prestige, great guitar player, and, he's a rock and roll legend, and he's saying that these people are putting curses on him like they did Trump by the thousands. It's a cabal, Richard. The cabal is running. I don't know who this real cabal is coming out of. I have an idea, but I'm not. You can figure that one out. But the cabal to say this filth against white Christian America has got to come to a total halt. And the Christian churches better unite and stop this nonsense with these satanic animals, these beasts, these beastly monsters. That's what we're dealing with because, you know, I'm looking at this, how they stole the election. They stole this election from the American public. Now look at Pig Pelosi tearing up Donald Trump's speech when he was giving the State of the Union with Pence doing nothing, saying, not even pointing his finger at it, like, hey, you crazy bitch. But, this has got to stop. It's got to stop at all costs because if not, look at the immigration situation alone. All these people are coming. They don't care about Northern European cultural identity. They just want money. And they want to wipe us. They're not coming here to compliment Richard. They're coming here to take their job and eat your lunch. That's all these people that listen to your show better understand.
Absolutely. And it's being engineered intentionally from the top. But no, you have excellent points as always, Tom. Thank you for your call, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have James in Vancouver. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, James. Hi.
Yes, serum albumin is probably the vector for this shedding. It's in the blood. It's produced in the liver. And if people have taken the injection, that injection will be metabolized in the liver. And so that will be probably where the serum albumin is being modified. And so the serum albumin that flashes off the body has probably been modified to some extent by the DNA changing RNA injections.
I've been given the impression that this is altering, these shots are altering the DNA, they're altering every cell in your entire body. And so when someone is exposed to when someone is in the presence of someone who's been hit up with this DNA shot and you know, exposed to the shedding, is that really going to happen to the person exposed to the shedding or their cells are all altered? That is what I'm hesitant to assume. And so what are you saying regarding that, sir?
Well, I'm saying that though that shedding will trigger your immune system, but not necessarily get you sick. If you take the injection, then you've got a problem. But people shed all the time. All mammals shed this serum albumin, see? If you've ever had bad allergies and you sit on a horse, you'll get plugged up with asthma because the serum albumin is coming off the horse. At that point is toxic to you. Your DNA cannot produce any enzymes to counter that. Okay? So, yeah, people will shed, but if your immune system is strong, you should be able to handle it.
Yeah, that's interesting, James, that you bring that up, because our immune system, we are being exposed to a tsunami of artificial chemical toxic components for decades now, the past decades. So that's interesting that you bring it up. So, and we deal with that. So that's very encouraging, and it's interesting what you bring up there.
Yes, and I think a lot of this has to do with the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere. Somebody's paranoid that there's not enough oxygen to go around, or there won't be in the future. And this is maybe part of their motivation for this. I'm not sure about that. It's a tough question.
All they need to do is make sure there's plenty of plant life rather than doing the opposite, which seems to be wiping out a lot of forestry and vegetative land. But did you have any other points on the DNA altering shots?
Don't take them.
Absolutely.
They work by a method called intercalation. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. Intercalation is when the DNA opens, the RNA slips in, and then the messenger RNA slips in and then begins to modify the DNA. This is what's going on. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it. Definitely. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You as well. And last caller on the line, we have Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
Hello, Richard and Wilhelm. I saw Mike Adams had a video out yesterday, and it was basically titled Vaccidents, that people are apparently having seizures or mental lapses, and they're having single car accidents and an increase in accidents that they believe is related to vaccinated people. So I'm glad I'm not driving around much these days, but I think we need to be very cautious if this is the case. Furthermore, he mentioned a problem that he noted, and I view him as a somewhat of an expert in the scientific field. And that is about, he's saying that people are going off the deep end regarding saying that there's no virus or there's no SARS-CoV-2 virus. And he thinks this is very misdirected information.
I agree. As well as the people saying that, you know, the way viruses are transmitted has all been a lie all these years. I'm very wary to jump on their bandwagon. So, no, I hear you. I definitely agree with your points on that.
Yeah, and I see. I mean, look at this guy, Derek Nouse, if you've ever seen a video of this guy. We can't actually find out where he's from. He's claiming to send in 1,500 samples from 7 universities, but he doesn't name the universities. And there's a little debunking video by a biochemist, which I thought was rather accurate. Couldn't really find hardly any fault with his analysis. The other thing is Dane Wigington and others are looking at the climate collapse issue and global warming that they claim is basically man-made via spraying and all sorts of alterations that were done. And they're warning of ozone layer depletion, and the UV levels have increased greatly. I think this could have a huge effect on our planet and the whole issue of availability of food, and famine could be directly related to the willingness of the elite to reduce the population. And I think this is that's part of the bigger picture that we should consider. Dean Wigington has a geoengineeringwatch.org, and I'm in contact with someone who's very closely in contact with him. Now, how dire his predictions are and what actually is going to happen, let's hope that God is intervening to some degree.
Yes, we only have a minute or two left. Willem, do you want to respond to Dave and have a chance for him to retort?
Well, that's difficult in 4 minutes, Rich. It's difficult to reply on the climate thing and also on the DNA altering the shedding and all this stuff. So that's difficult. I can respond. I mean, the most important thing in my view is that the most powerful, the most extreme powerful nurturing aspect of DNA is this, the personal mind and heart energy of the sovereign human being, which stays out of the sphere, all the fear, which is fed by this information of the shedding and all this, everything which comes on top of the fallacies and all these assumptions of the virus. If we can stay in our own sovereign state and our own sovereign mind and not going along, of course, taking vaccines, putting things in our body, that is the most powerful nurturing, caring, and altering force of our own personal DNA, and we are in control of that. I think that's very important to keep in mind, and nothing can overrule that. That's my conviction, actually. And I think that the climate is fine. It's changing all the time, but that's another topic, of course.
Thank you. And any last thought on that, Dave? I'm sorry, we're just about out of time.
Well, the climate issue is very deep and complicated, so very difficult to say. Well,
you know, why don't you call early next Thursday when Willem will be back on this topic of geoengineering and things climate related.
I think it's great that all the vaccine damage is coming out now on this, and maybe we can reduce the injections. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, great points, Dave. We'd love to talk about this whole climate agenda. That's a huge topic to talk about, speak about that. But it's a great point you brought up there. I think the most important thing of all our talks and connection is to stay out of the fear modus and that's stay in our own space and sovereign beings' mental state as well.
Thank you so much, Willem. Have a great weekend. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir. And everyone check out WilhelmFelderhoff.com. He has an excellent website there. Well, stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. Please support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.